Sunday, November 4th, 2012. This is the Sales Playbook Podcast. I'm your host, Paul Castain, from YourSalesPlaybook.com. And today we're going to be talking about how to continually improve. You ready for this? When you're crazy busy. When the heck are we not crazy busy? I mean, as sales professionals and business owners and vice presidents of sales and sales managers, all of you wonderful people listening to this podcast, when are we not crazy busy, man? The world is moving faster than ever before. But one thing I know for sure, there's a lot of people out there that tell me, boy, Paul, man, I would love to just like have more time to read and learn and all that kind of great stuff. I just don't have the time. So this one is for you, and it's for me and everyone else that's just running way too fast out there today. But now before we begin, I just want to let you know, as always, if you want to be able to circle back and check out the show notes, which I'm going to be referencing several times throughout the podcast, today you're going to go to yoursalesplaybook.com/6363, because today we're going to be doing episode number 63. There'll be lots of resources there for you. There's lots of links to free things that I'm going to be mentioning along the lines. And if you're like me, you love the word free. So you're going to want to go back to yoursalesplaybook.com/63 for all the juicy details. I want to begin with a study that I had heard many, many years ago. And I have to fess up. For the life of me, I cannot remember where I heard this. So I just want to just be real straight up honest with you, right? And tell you, I cannot remember where I heard this. But when you hear the details of this, I'm sure you're going to be like most people that I mentioned this to who say, yeah, it sounds about right. But this is what I heard. That the average person, people like you and I consider myself an average type of dude. You might too, or if you're a woman, average type of dudette. But the average person stops learning after their formal education has ended, which, depending on how much fun you had in college, how much partying you did, cake parties and toga parties, all that kind of stuff, it might have been somewhere around anywhere from age 22 to 24, depending on how much fun you had. But here's where, like, I can't leave a good statistic or study alone. I've got to beat it up to the ridiculous because, all right, let's just say this is true. That the average person stops learning. Now, and let's kind of stop there for a second. Let me beat up another aspect. I'm going to beat up two parts of this. The first part is, I mean, we're always learning, folks. We're always learning new things and with technology and all that kind of stuff. I mean, the bulk of your learning where you're sitting down and learning stuff like all the time. The bulk of that for the average person is behind them once their formal education has ended. Now, let's take this to another level now. I said I was going to beat this up a little bit. Here goes. If we look at how long the average person works until. Now, times are getting tougher, right? I don't think it's, I mean, people listening to this podcast now, wouldn't it be nice if you could retire at 65? I know I've got my hand up right now. You can't see it because you're listening to me, but I'm thinking I'm probably on the 75-year plan. Man, it's tough out there, right? And the cost of living is going up. Wouldn't it be nice if we could retire at 65? Plus, on a positive note, people are expecting us to live a little bit longer. So guess what? We're going to have to work a little bit longer. So here's my long-winded point. That's a long time from the time that we finish our formal education, 22 to 24 years old, till at least 65 to 75 years of age. That's a long time for you and I to rust. So today, we've got to talk about how we can find the time to continually improve. And that's the key, folks, because we all want to get better. I'm sure it's not on your list of things to do today to get stupid, right? Or just, you know, just become a slacker. And not get any better at what we're doing. Now, we all have great intentions, but you know the deal. Life gets in the way. We're all crazy busy. So I have at least 7-8 tips for you today. Lots of resources. I say we get right down to business. Item number one. You need to catch yourself dismissing lessons. Because here's the deal, folks. There's lessons around us each and every day that are there for the taking. And, you know, if you look at it this way, right? We all have 24 hours in the day. We all have the same amount of time allotted to us. But if we miss these lessons, well, I mean, who has the time to circle back and try to get them, right? So the whole point is to catch these lessons when they're happening. But here's something you absolutely must write down. It's a huge pet peeve of mine, and I've talked about it before. You need to catch yourself dismissing these lessons that are around you. Seriously, catch yourself in the act or in that moment when you are dismissing lessons. And it will usually come after you've said something like, yeah, I know that. Or that's sales 101. Or that's basic. Or yeah, that's a good refresher. You know the deal. So, and I guarantee you, if you're like most salespeople, most business owners, we've got this crazy ego. And for whatever crazy reason, we just don't ever want to admit to someone that something is basic and we're not doing it. So what we do is we make these smart-ass remarks like, that's basic. Oh, yeah, everybody knows that. I know that. You know the deal. I mean, I've done it myself and I've done it recently. So I don't want you to think I'm this pompous idiot that thinks he knows more than everybody else. I mean, many of these things have Castane written all over them. But what you have to do, and this is not new advice. If you've been listening to me for a while, you've heard me say this mucho, mucho times. If you're in a situation where you find yourself saying, I know that, or that's basic, and you know what? It might be in a conversation you're having with your sales manager or someone you're reporting to. It could be a lesson that you're reading in a book. Heck, it might be on my podcast. It might be on my blog. You know the deal. When a lesson shows up and you're dismissing it because of its simplicity, just simply ask yourself a question. Is it basic and I'm already doing it? Or is it basic and I need to shut my mouth? Get off my ass and do it. I mean, seriously, it is just so easy to tell people things are basic. And it's just a lot quicker to say that. And it's a lot cooler. Like we've got it all figured out than to just simply like make a note to self like, man, I got to do that. So that's the first thing. Catch yourself dismissing lessons. Ready for number two? You need to develop an incredible LCS. Let me say it again. Develop an incredible LCS. Now, I'm guessing now, all right? I don't know you, but you're probably sitting there and you don't know what the heck an LCS is. Well, I guess I got to you just in time. An LCS is a lesson capturing system. In other words, when you learn something new, it could be the most basic thing in the world. You got to put it somewhere so that like you're saying to yourself, hey, dude, this is important. I'm writing it down. You better learn it. Or that you could circle back and reference it. But here's the problem, folks. We're moving, moving, moving. We've got all these thoughts, depending on who you want to listen to, somewhere in the neighborhood of 60 to 90,000 thoughts a day. How many of those do you think you're really conscious of? How many things do you think pass you by? And you know what the worst thing in the world is, folks? How many times have you come across something that was either an awesome idea or an awesome new thing that you could have learned, but you were too damn busy to just take a second and capture it so that later on you've got that note to self? And again, my hands up. I don't want you to feel bad if these things have you written all over them, because I think it's safe to say at this point, it's got all of us written all over us, right? I mean, it's just nutty how crazy busy we are. So here are a few things that you need to do. We're going to think of capturing these things both short term into a lesson capturing system, short term, and we're going to think long term. So let's talk about the short term first. So if you think about this, right, lessons and really cool ideas will never schedule themselves. Like they're not going to say to you, hey, guess what, dude? I'm going to go and give you a great idea or give you a lesson that could change your life. Tuesday 6:15 sound about good to you? Because I'm going to show up then and give it to you when you're, oh, that's not good. Mornings, afternoons, weekend? When would you like this lesson? It shows up whenever it wants to. And most of us pass it right by because we're too busy. So a few things that you might want to do. This is where like technology can really be quite helpful. Something out there, it's absolutely free. And again, I don't know if you're like me, but I love free. A little something called Evernote. Free app that you can get for your iPhone, your smartphone, right? Think about that. I'll have that on the show notes, yoursalesplaybook.com/63. And also something like Dragon Dictation is mighty cool because what you can do with Dragon Dictation is you can kind of jot down the idea and it'll type it out for you and you could email it to yourself. That could be kind of cool. The other thing that you can do is on your phone. Most phones have them today. A voice recorder if you just want to just simply kind of just jot it down on the go. Or, you know, sometimes we get so caught up in technology that we forget about like some old-fashioned things that just still work just incredibly well today. My father-in-law really gets credit for this one. He used to carry around in his front pocket of his shirt a really small pad. And whenever he'd get an idea or something, right, that he came across, even something like a to-do item that he knew he had to get going on, he always kept the pen in that small pad there in the front pocket. He would jot it down there, and he would transfer it to somewhere else later on. And we'll talk about that in a moment when we get into that long-term lesson capturing system. But for now, we want holding places for these things so that we don't miss these great ideas. And the last thing, too, and your boss will probably get a little mad at you for this one, but I would use in the past, and I really shouldn't own up to this, but what the heck? I'm going to have like every former employer mad at me right now. But what I used to do is I used to use the back of my business cards and I would jot down notes and because they were in my front pocket. So I would do that. But now it's kind of impossible for me to do that. I've switched to a two-sided business card that's four color. I've got no room on there to write. So plus the technology things are kind of cool. So when you get these things, like an idea, or you learn something, right? And I'm going to talk about some things that you can learn on a daily basis that are all around you, and for free, by the way, in a moment. But when you get these ideas, now you have to have a place that they go after, like when you're no longer on the fly and you're no longer on the run. Where do we put these things? To me, and you could, and this is going to be just kind of a short answer to it. I love to put these things into a journal. And I have spots in my journal that I put these things. And I transfer it there because it is just a long-term place for me. And again, never, ever underestimate the power of writing out an idea and transferring it. Again, it goes back to college. I don't know about you guys, but whenever, and even after college, anytime I've had to study for something, the act of writing it out helps me retain it at a much greater level. The other thing, too, is that writing things out will help you crystallize your thoughts. And again, I believe it puts your brain on notice. In other words, all right, listen, brain, this is important. If it weren't important, I wouldn't be writing it down, dude. So make sure that you get your act together and learn it. Because I'm not writing it just for the heck of it because I had time to kill, right? So that's an important thing. But we're going to talk more about journals in another episode, because I was thinking it's time for me to circle back on that. Many of you know I'm a big, big advocate of journals. So if it seems like I'm cutting that one a little bit short, yeah, I am. Guilty as charged. But it's because I want to circle back and give you lots of ideas on how you can use journaling in a way that's not like some Dear Diary type of thing. All right, next, once you have your lesson capturing system in place, short-term and long-term, here are some things that are around you every single day that I believe are part of those thoughts going through your brain because it's like happening around you, but we miss them because we're focused on other things. So the first thing, think about the words that you come across that you might not own, that you can kind of use it in a sentence, But maybe you don't know the full definition, or maybe you've heard a word before, and you're like, wow, I mean, they used it so well. I have to kind of admit here that I'm not good with that word. I really need to own it at a better level. If somebody called me out and said, do you even know what the word means? No, but I could use it in a sentence. And many of us are like that with certain words. So this can happen, by the way, when you're reading something. I mean, how many times you've been reading a book and there's a word in there maybe you don't quite own or understand. It could be someone's using it in a sentence and so on. So the first thing, and I know this sounds weird and I know that you're on the go, but you should look it up. Take a moment to look it up. I mean, think about how you could build your vocabulary. If even like two or three times a week you came across words, which we all do, by the way, I don't care how great your vocabulary is, at least 2 to 3 times a week, if you're running into other people and you're reading lots of things and you're in meetings and all this kind of stuff, there's got to be at least 2 to 3 words a week that you're coming across that you need to own at a better level. Now think about that at the end of the year. What is that, like 100, 150 words that you could add to your vocabulary? I can't see a downside to that. So one of the things that I would recommend, have the dictionary app on your smartphone. Take that second, own it. But remember, the title today, it's continual improvement for that person who's crazy busy. So you might be saying, Paul, right off the bat, man, you're going against the grain here. You said that this would be for busy people. I don't have time for that. Well, number one, it would be nice if you made the time for it, but I understand and I get it. So that's where you need that short-term capturing system in there. And you need to park it in there and make a note to self to circle back and learn the word when you have a few minutes. So don't ever, ever, ever miss an opportunity to learn simply because you're running. Get it captured somewhere, circle back later, and own it. The other thing that you should be looking at, I mean, I'm really big on this. Look at the words. In fact, this is number four. Pay attention to how people package things, how they describe things. In other words, they might be in their need to have you understand something or have others understand something. They might use a really cool analogy that needs to be added to your playbook. Or maybe you don't quite fully agree with that analogy, but like it gave you an idea and you could say, wow, if I tweak that, I could make that more apropos to you know, the scenarios that I'm in front of. So that's pretty important. But again, pay attention to the words that they're using, the phrases that they're using. You might even hear, by the way, when you're in the sales bullpen, you might hear other salespeople who are on the phone and they're using some phrases or listening to how they describe the products and services that your company represents. Pay attention to that. Also, too, if you ever go on joint sales calls, pay attention to how other people are saying things and doing things. I think that's very, very important. Now, the other thing, too, and by the way, you might even hear other people injecting humor and creativity in there. Rip it off. You're allowed to. So just get your awareness. I mean, if you could just get your awareness raised in those areas, these are lessons that every single day, I guarantee you, you're going to pass these things by. In fact, I remember there was an exercise that Tony Robbins did way back in the day when he released, what was it, that Personal Power. Back in those days, it was cassettes. That's like how old I am here, right? But I remember he had this exercise that he did, and he said, I want you to look around the room and make note. And like I said, I'm probably going to butcher this up a little bit, but pay attention to everything that's brown in the room. And he says, look around, take careful note. Okay, what's brown? Is there something over there on the shelves that might be brown? Are the shelves themselves brown? Look around on the walls, you know, on the carpeting, your surroundings, if you're outside, in your car, you get the deal. Then he says, okay, did you make note of everything that's brown? And of course, I'm talking to the damn cassette. I'm saying, yeah, Tony, he can't hear me. And even if he did, he doesn't care about Castain. Right, who the hell am I? But anyway, then he says, great, you paid attention to everything that was brown. Now close your eyes and try to remember everything that was green in the room. And that's how the mind works, because we're focused on certain things, like that sales appointment, right? Like that meeting, like that call we have to make, like that discussion with the boss, like that objection that we're being faced with right now. And then what happens is that we miss the other things that are around us. So if we have a spot to put these things in, and if we catch ourselves in those moments where there's a lesson like, wow, I never quite heard it that way, that could be a huge, huge help. So I want you to pay attention to that. Next, and we have a few more to go. You need to use your drive time as, and you've heard this before, Automobile University. Now, who the hell calls a car an automobile? Well, I do, right? Because I'm old like that. But anyway, you need to use that time as Automobile University. That's something that you hear like Zig Ziglar and Brian Tracy and all those people saying. Now, here's an interesting thing that you might not have heard. And I heard Zig Ziglar say this long, long time ago. He said that according to the University of Southern California, if you drive 12,000 miles per year, time out on that note, 12,000 miles a year for a sales professional, what is that, like a half a day for us? Hell, man, many of us do 12,000 miles a year just commuting back and forth to the office, and I gotta fess up, I'm sitting there saying many of us, it ain't me, I'm working from the house, I don't know why I jumped into that equation, but I want to be honest with you. But anyway, if you drive at least 12,000 miles per year, and you're listening to instructional content, right? If you're listening to that at the end of 3 years, you will get the equivalent of a 2-year degree. One more time. If you drive 12,000 miles a year and you're listening to instructional content, things like this podcast and so on, at the end of 3 years, you get the equivalent of a 2-year degree. I mean, that's pretty incredible if you think about that. So just a couple of thoughts for you that I want you to think about. Things that you can listen to that one of the things will cost you money, the rest are free. But that's why like I'm a big advocate of a website like audible.com where you can get audiobooks. And I have a subscription every month where I get a credit every single month. And it works out great. So a lot of the books that I come across, I can listen to. And whether it be when I'm driving somewhere or those of you like me who are on planes all the time, listen to it when you're on the plane. I think it's an awesome thing. The other thing too, go to iTunes and you can look up podcasts. Certainly the Sales Playbook podcast, free. No charge to you at all. You should be listening to things like that. Here's something really cool that you haven't heard me talk about. Here's something else you can do. If there are YouTube videos out there, especially instructional ones that you really like, you can convert them to MP3 and listen to them in your car. And there's something that I use, which I'm not affiliated with them, by the way, but there's something I use, and it's free, and it's called YouTube-MP3.org. YouTube-MP3.org, and you simply cut and paste the link of the video from YouTube into this little like box that they have on the website. It'll convert it to MP3. You download it. You can load it right onto your iPod, iPhone, burn it to a CD, whatever way you want. It's there for you. But also, let's go to item number 6, after your appointments. This one will cost you a few more minutes, but I'm telling you it's so worth it. Make sure that you take a few extra minutes to just kind of ask yourself the questions. What did I do well? Think about that. What did I do well in that meeting? And those of you who know me, I'm not all about looking at the areas where you have to improve, because sometimes you're doing something at a real kick-ass level and you need to flag it and make that distinction so that next time you go back and you do it again and you do it at a higher level of kick-assery, if that's a word. Look that up on your dictionary app, right? I don't think it exists. I think I just invented a word, right? But anyway, that's an important thing. But ask yourself, what did I do well? Also, you got to have that time when you ask yourself, well, what didn't go so well, right? What could I have done better? And more importantly, what will I do better next time? Get that into your short-term lesson capturing system and then just transfer it over to a journal later. Or if you've got the time, transfer that into your journal straight away. That's a good thing that you do. And, you know, if you're there with someone else, not a bad idea for you to just ask them, hey, what were some things that you thought I did well? What could I do better? And again, a huge pet peeve of mine is when people ask that question just to be cute because I heard somewhere that you should ask that of other people. Don't ask the question if you're not ready to take your medicine. I mean, seriously, go tell your ego to wait in the car, because you're never going to learn that way if you're just going to sit there and get defensive and all pissy because somebody told you something that you don't want to hear. So that's important. Last but not least, this one's a quick one. Take a look at your TV time every day. And you know what? I'm all about vegging out. I mean, heck, I'm going to fess up right now. There's some time during my after-hours time. I'll sit down and play some video games. Not the best use of Castain's time, but you know what? I bust my ass all day. And I kind of like having a little bit of time to veg out and save the world. Right? After all, I'm playing the Star Wars Battlefront from way back when. Right? And you're welcome, because I know that I've saved this world several hundred times already. So I don't know that it's a total waste of time. But anyway, here's the point. I think sometimes we have to look at our after hours time. And yes, if we're sitting chilling with the family and that's part of our family time, don't cut time from that. But if you're sitting there and you wait and you're watching show after show, or maybe you're watching a lot of negativity on the news and things like that, could you free up a little bit of that time and take it from that bucket, put it over into the self-improvement bucket, maybe read or do some things, maybe use that time to take things from your short-term lesson capturing system, transfer it over to long-term? Could you do that? I mean, how many times we got to watch Dancing with the Stars? I mean, come on already, right? So maybe that's something you could do. So there you have it. We got at least 7 tips going on this week to help you to continually improve while you're crazy busy. Now, if you found value in this podcast, I would love to ask you to circle back, go into iTunes, and by the way, I'll have directions on how to do this. Give us a 5-star rating, and if you would you please leave some comments there, because it's a huge help, and it definitely supports the Sales Playbook Podcast. Last but not least, for sales managers, this one's for you. Business owners, for you too. And guess what? Vice presidents of sales, you're not off the hook either. Just want to let you know that on November 28th, we're going to be launching a sales management course. It's going to be 6 sessions right on your computer screen, which means if you're busy, you can't make the particular session, not to worry. I'm going to be recording these, so they'll be available to you, slides and all. There's going to be 6 sessions. 2 of them are going to be dedicated to hiring sales rock stars. Everything from the resume review to the phone screen to the questions that you need to be asking them in the interview. I'm also going to be giving you a hiring system that you need, that would be good for you to follow, will help you reduce some bad choices that sometimes we make. Also, we're going to be talking about how to onboard those reps, everything from the initial training, how to support them. And you're going to particularly like this next part. I know that you're busy. And many times that's the reason why you cannot support a new rep when they come on board. But it doesn't let you off the hook. So what I'm also going to do is show you some ways that you can automate the process and mix that in there to free you up to get on with the other 70,000 responsibilities that you have. We're also going to talk about how you can facilitate awesome sales meetings. You know how I feel about that one. Most sales meetings, pardon my French, they suck. They're horrible. I've sat through them. And by the way, back in the day, I was guilty as charged being the idiot that was facilitating these horrible sales meetings. I'm going to show you how to rock these sales meetings at a much higher level. We're not going to stop there. We're going to be talking about coaching for higher levels of performance, different coaching scenarios from joint sales calls to one-on-ones to performance improvement plans when people just aren't doing what they need to do, how we can either get them to a higher level or transition them out of the organization. Last but not least, we're going to talk about how to create high performance cultures. So with that, if you're interested, I'll have that information in the show notes. We start November 28th. I'm Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com. I am thanking you for taking the time to check out this podcast, and I am wishing you an awesome week ahead. Go get it. The Sales Playbook Podcast is a Castain Training Systems production.